You're doing the intro, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you need a knockoff?
I don't remember if it was Stress or Argyle, but they once recommended that if anybody other than you hosted, that we should say that we're the Amelia Blank of podcasts.
Okay.
So like, that one might be fun.
Well, that would imply that I'm the knockoff Lemon, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure, that's why.
You're better than Lemon. You're way better than Lemon.
Thanks, I'll isolate that clip and just send it to him.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Lemon, if you're listening, I don't give a fuck about you or your opinions. You're not the boss of me.
Awesome, I got an opening bumper. You've got you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live. Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the Amelia Blank of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Goop.
Unexpected poop, deeper change with full body silicone Britain, a little stinker!
Ash 2.
Oi! Baby Harry Potter reborn butts opening!
Turkey volume.
Well, I've almost stopped swearing and crying. I thought I'd post this as a warning to others. Do not ever bake a baby with sticks in the nose!
Amelia Blank?
Does anyone else feel just a tad guilty when buying for their reborns? Must admit I do a little lol, but still buy anyway. I even bought a designer dress yesterday, to which my 30-year-old son commented on sarcastically lol. Nobody goes without anything they need. We just eat baked beans all week, so I could fund my buying habit lol. Joke, how about anyone else?
Oh my god. And shell game. To cut costs, manufacturers typically construct toy-grade dolls with a hollow body and stiff vinyl exterior. You can make your dolls feel more lifelike by stuffing the torso, head, and limbs with a soft material. Once the stuffing's placed inside, the doll will feel less like a toy and more like an actual baby, which is the number one goal when reborning a doll.
Yay!
Woohoo! Yay!
We've entered the sixth stage of hell.
My reborn doll is an indigo child.
I'm reborn baby hardcore.
My reborn doll, an old soul, was made out of an old Valentine rabbit.
And old souls.
These reborn babies keep running into my legs.
My reborn doll is just a neighbor's kid.
It's an old soul. It was made out of a pair of Wellington boots.
God, no.
Boots reborn. Big, big, beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you.
I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful.
Hi, Extra Credit.
Hi.
Hi, Shell Game.
Hi.
Hey.
How you guys doing tonight?
I'm just right. Feeling a little pregnant.
Pregnant?
Oh, I'm just filling out some change of addresses. I think I'm going to be moving to the Uncanny Valley.
Well, maybe you want to take a little trip through there first before you move. So, any of you guys ready to become parents?
Well, apparently one of us is pregnant, so I hope so.
I mean, I'm pregnant with, like, a food baby, not, like, a real baby. Like, I just ate a lot. I'm terrified of being pregnant.
I have some pregnant pauses.
Who would want to do that?
Better than pregnant pause.
Ugh. Huh.
Well, if some of you are a little hesitant, that's just fine, because you know what they have out there nowadays is
Tamagotchi.
Pornography?
Neopets.
Reborn dolls.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a doc that Millie rescued from the top of the dump.
Yeah.
By Curly Q.
Yep. Like an orphan baby.
Like a dumb baby.
And just for anybody who isn't aware, Wikipedia lists a reborn doll as a manufactured skin doll that has been transformed by an artist to resemble a human infant with as much realism as possible.
Isn't skin doll what you call a replicant sex worker?
Yes, the skin was grown.
It's a smooth skin doll.
The process of creating a reborn doll is referred to as reborning, and the doll artists are referred to as reborners.
That's ooh. So streamlined. I prefer to make babies the old-fashioned way.
In a test tube.
If a sweaty guy with, like, immense 5 o'clock shadow says he wants to make a baby, I think this is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
There's always that chance.
So Curly Q added a caveat that I do think is important. Some people use reborn dolls to process actual trauma. Well, but Curly Q assures us that they have excluded that type of story from this document because it's sad instead of funny. So, like, some people, you know, they've got postpartum depression, what have you. They have reasons for having this stuff, but,
So as I'm understanding it, she cut out all the educational parts and just left us with the creepy bits.
Yeah,
oh boy.
That's a good way of taking it.
Yay!
Oh, I can't wait!
So since we are trying to figure out what they are and everything, Amelia...
Yo!
If Yay, you Millie. Would be so kind as to tell us, perhaps through WikiHow,
Ooh.
How to take care of a reborn baby doll.
Ooh, we got right. WikiHow? Ooh, already.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're going to the how to tell you the why. How to take care of a reborn baby doll. Do you love babies but are either too young, not ready, or not able to have children of your own?
That hasn't stopped anyone before.
Do you want a parenting simulation?
Parenting simulation.
I hope that's where they put a baby in, like, one of those G-Force machines.
I hope that's when they put a baby inside an open world simulator and just have him bounce around.
That feels real and is also fun. If this applies to you, then you should consider a reborn doll. Reborn dolls are dolls that are made professionally to look like real babies. They can be expensive, but it's all worth it.
Is it really,
I'm
though?
Sure.
Really?
Not unlike real kids.
How much you want to bet that the realism is directly proportionate to how much money you dump into it?
Oh, definitely.
No, that doesn't sound right.
There's a picture where the perspective is very confusing. And then, step one.
On WikiHow, no way.
It looks like the box that she's opening is part of her body.
It's my boobs in a box.
It's a baby unboxing.
Step one, prepare for your reborn as you would a real baby. Oh. That won't draw the attention of authorities.
Actually, now that you put it, it makes sense. She really is pulling a baby out of her box.
Oh, God. Make sure you are prepared before you buy your reborn doll, just like a real baby.
Just like a real baby, make sure to fuck first.
Just like buying a real baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, off the black market.
Wait, you said fuck first. Am I a fucking UPS driver when he delivers it? I'm confused.
I mean, if you feel real connection, buy real clothes or order them off the internet, which is different than buying them, I guess.
They're not real if they're off the internet.
they're downloaded. They're downloadable clothes.
I got some PDFs of some really cute baby clothes.
You went downloaded an outfit.
Computer. Show me outfits. Purchase blankets, diapers, bottles, pacifiers, blankets again, stroller, car seat.
Lots of blankets.
More blankets.
Either infant or toddler, fake formula. This could be made with fabric softener or glue and water. It's up to you.
Just like a real baby, yeah.
So why do I have to buy diapers? Okay, wipes and toys, for example. Do not feel the need to buy overpriced items. As real as your reborn is to you, your reborn is a doll, a toy to practice with for when you are grown up.
Oh, fuck, you broke the illusion.
When I grow up, I want to have creepy dolls off the internet.
And this certainly isn't about competing with other people, so you don't need to put that much money into it.
Shauna, you're 45, and when you grow up, you could have a baby. Plan for what doll you want. Do you want a girl or a boy? Do you care if the main body is cotton in exchange for a cheaper price? As well, reborn dolls are not cheap. Be prepared to spend over $100.
Be prepared.
Beep, beep.
So that's where Scar replaces Simba with a real doll. I mean, a reborn doll.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Different thing. Different episode.
How'd you find my fan fiction?
Step two, unbox your baby.
Post it on YouTube.
Yay! Or as the picture seems to be showing us, sync up your baby.
When he or she, in parentheses for some reason, arise, pick out a name and fill out the birth certificate. If the box does not contain a birth certificate, you could print one off the internet.
I wish I'd start screaming.
But is that legally binding?
Yeah.
I just heard a bunch of Republicans start screaming.
Be sure to take some photos with your baby, so there's evidence, I guess.
And use it as ransom.
Step 3. Care for your baby. Choose whether you want to change the baby to make sure they are clean after their long trip. Okay. Perhaps you should prepare...
Be sure to have baby wipes present so you can get all those packing peanuts off of them.
Perhaps you should prepare a bottle for them or cover them up in a warm blanket to take a nice long nap. Because newborns are known for taking long, nice naps.
Just cover them in a blanket and you leave them to sleep.
And prepare a bottle for yourself.
Then crack out the alcohol because you need it.
You're assuming they haven't already before they purchased it.
Boil some bourbon in some warm water on the stove. Whatever you choose, be prepared to repeat it every day. Spend some time holding the reborn and sitting him or her, as this will make you feel more confident and comfortable with your doll.
It needs routine. It needs, like, a set thing every day so it's stable.
Remember, they are just as scared of you as you are of them.
I'd like to draw attention to the picture on the right there, where it looks like the woman has a hand coming out of her elbow.
Okay, if we make fun of all the pictures, we'll be here all day. Which, actually, might be fine with me.
I'm trying to leave the visual comments to a minimum. I really am. It's just I can't. 4. Create a schedule.
Yeah, you were right, Goop.
Yeah.
If you really want to take caring for your baby seriously, fucking noob, set up a schedule for your baby.
Casual.
I mean, this kind of is parenting for casuals, so.
Honestly.
4 o'clock feeding time, 5 o'clock ballet. Your schedule should include feeding times, diaper changing times, nap times, and time for play. I read that as time for prey for a moment.
What the fuck is the baby going to be playing with?
The dog is being carried from room to room.
That's so cute.
Step 5. Introduce your baby to friends and family.
Oh my god.
You're comfortable doing so. Hey, Martha, what's that baby doll doing in the corner of the room?
Oh, that's just my baby!
Well, I have something to tell you.
Shut
it's
up.
My pride and joy.
You haven't earned the right to know about him yet.
I got it off the internet.
There is nothing wrong with being proud of your new baby.
Oh, God.
Specialists would disagree. If you want to have him or her all to yourself, that is fine too. Just be a good mom to your baby if you don't want to show it off to your friends and family.
Stay away. No, mine. Mine.
Don't touch her. Step 6. Take Precious. Your baby for a walk.
Please
stroll
drag him on
the
leash.
Stroll through the neighborhood with your deluxe baby stroller, a pacifier in their mouth, and all snuggled up in the stroller.
I just imagine a mom, like, putting it on a dog leash and just, like, dragging it down the street, like, take my baby for a walk!
I thought we weren't supposed to be putting money into this. Why did we get the deluxe baby stroller?
It's an investment. In a few years, you're going to be glad you got that undercoating. Also, it will make you feel like a real mother to a real child.
No, it won't.
A real mother.
Mother.
Methy. Oh, I'm sorry. I should reread that. Make you feel like a real mother to a real child. If you want, instead, you can place him/her in the stroller with blankets and toys. And just sit with them, rolling the stroller back and forth gently. And sometimes you put them in their boy/girl booster seat. And take them for a ride around till they fall asleep.
I think they already are asleep. They're not moving.
And then there's something about donating to something.
Yeah, that was the last step. I guess all you do with the baby after that is just sort of walk them around.
Yeah, there's no conclusion or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, now you can help with humanitarian efforts.
You win at having a baby.
Yes.
What's that?
Question here. Would I get made fun of if I took my reborn in public?
You may face hecklers, but if your reborn doll looks very realistic, most people will just think it's a real baby.
Oh, God.
Those people are idiots.
Oh, I have a question.
Just like American Sniper.
Yes, you in the back?
Yeah. Is it enjoyable to care for a reborn baby as a real baby, or is it hard work?
Hang on, I have to think. Okay, it is enjoyable to care for the reborn as a real baby, but it also is hard work.
Oh, thanks,
both
I guess.
Both sides.
It is enjoyable because you can create memories together. Practice to be a real mother or father, but it is hard work because you need to care for it every day. If you don't want it, donate it. Stupid.
Like a real baby.
Just like a real baby.
I know you were almost out of time, but I have one more question if you could please answer it.
Yeah?
Can the doll go out in the cold?
Yes, it can.
Oh.
Oh, okay. This would be possible. Good. Good to know.
Yay.
Should I finish that sentence or
No, let's just leave it at that.
Oh my god, someone needs to take the last question, please.
Okay.
Oh no. Turkey, why don't you ask it?
Do reborns have to be changed like a real baby?
Many don't, but if you buy a reborn that has a tube in its stomach, then yes, you can also pretend to attend to a baby doll in this manner if you like.
And now it's getting weirder.
What are you putting in
here
the
we
tube?
Go.
What?
Glue, I think.
And toilet paper shavings or whatever else you're supposed to be putting in their fake formula.
Oh god, there's videos.
Oh.
Do we need any of the tips or anything?
I think we're ready to move on down. We're gonna go through to Am I Ready? But a lot of it does have to do with stuff we've already discussed. So why don't we just go and see what the comments section has to say? Goop?
Yes?
Oh, sorry. I mean, Alexis?
Oh, yeah, that's my name. That's my stage name. Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm Alexis, and I say on January 19th, oh, very recently. Oh, shit.
Oh, it was like a year ago.
Hi, I'm looking to buy a reborn doll. I'm a college student, so I don't have time for an actual baby, so I think this is a better option. If anyone has suggestions, please email and title it Reborn Doll, so I'll actually open. Thank you!
Alright. Gosh, it looks like this is in reverse order, but... Ash2, go for it with Cherry.
I just got one, but she's tiny, 14 inches. She's a sleeping baby rosebud kid by Cindy Musgrove. Came with lots of beautiful clothes, but I find it difficult to bond with her as she is too tiny.
My baby's too tiny!
Need a giant baby to bond with!
These such big, strong hands.
She's got tiny baby hands.
No!
Now, presently, I'm thinking of selling her cheap. I'm UK. Let me know if anyone is interested in her.
Oh, you forgot to do your British accent.
Missed
opportunity.
Yeah, that wasn't my British accent. Oh.
The authenticity is shot to hell.
I think we just need one more here. Millie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're Evie.
Evie.
Oh, Evie.
Evie says on February 20th of 2014, I feel expectant at 55. I won my... Well, hang on. Sorry.
I feel expectant at 55. I won my first reborn today on eBay. It was love at first sight. And I had to have her. I'm looking up Asian names for girls. I'm thinking Mei Ling.
Now, to be fair, those are like half ellipses, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to take like a breath and a half. She looks half Asian and half Caucasian. What a super mix. Then she can go Super Saiyan 3. I guess you could tell I'm an empty nester. Blessings.
Yes, the way you fetishize racists is indicative of empty nest syndrome. Why don't we go ahead and Dalmart. Go down?
Oh my god!
Wait, yeah, where were these comments from?
Where were the comments from that from?
Oh, sorry. They were actually also from Reborn Dalmart. Let's go ahead and stay on a roll here with some comments. We're gonna go down to the frequently asked questions. Let's see. I'm Felicia, and it's on September 25th of 2017. I asked, my question is, I have a reborn with a closed mouth, and was wondering, can I cut her mouth open and give her a pacifier and milk without her getting damaged, even though she has a vinyl body?
What do you think cutting is?
My baby has a closed mouth and it must scream.
Turkey volume, you're Nikai?
Hi, I'm Nikai. On October 24th, 2017 at 2:33 a.m.
Oh, God.
No, you can't.
Aww.
Do that, you will have to buy a new baby doll that has an open mouth and manget.
Magnet. Baby dolls, how do they work?
Goop. We're moving down to Mia. Maya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Starting with, do you have to?
Who's reading?
Oh, you are.
You are.
Oh, haha.
You are?
Yeah, I'm Yeah. And I did this at 6:13 p.m. Yeah. Do you have to feed your baby? Like, what if you're at school and I don't feed it? And you, I don't feed it? And if you are on a long trip and you don't change the diaper, what will happen? And capital W, when you take it out of the box, do you have to change its clothes and diaper immediately? I have a capital A crib, but it is wooden, has legs supporting its form from the ground. Will that be okay? And I told capital M my parents, one in one, but they said it was too lifelike and capital R realistic. My dad said, maybe for Christmas, but if they get me one, how will I make sure they get me a real one and the right one, not a rip-off, capital W, capital L, low quality one?
It's a doll with the quality of the band low.
Can you imagine that Christmas morning, like, hey, Merry Christmas?
I like how the reasoning is that it's too realistic, but then they're like, but maybe for Christmas.
But can you picture that Christmas morning, like, she opens up her gifts and she gets, like, a little, like, you know, toy doll, and it's like... Your parents are like, oh, Merry Christmas, and she spikes into the ground. No, it's not a real baby!
It's a Cabbage Patch doll.
You have made an enemy this day.
someone please read Kimberly. Someone please read what Kimberly says.
Yeah, that's actually, Ash to read Kimberly.
Okay, I see she's a mother, so I should probably put on my motherly voice. I have an 8 and a 13-year-old daughter! That was a reborn, and isn't appropriate for my child to have one, even though the dolls have private parts?
Amelia, I think you're the expert here. Bridget?
Most reborn dolls have a cloth body. No private parts on that one. Look for that.
And then Niera comes in to ask, do they do-do and Pepe? And can I feed it and do it drink?
Nor does it.
That's cold. Oh my god, that's the best sentence.
Do it, Pepe.
Do it, Pepe.
Dodo and Pepe.
Do it, Dodo and Pepe.
No, it doesn't. The only dolls that wet a diaper are the ones with a drink and wet system. And all that is a plastic fish tank tube going through the back of the mouth, through the body, and ends where the pee comes out. That's all. They don't poop. Dot, dot, dot. What you see on YouTube is people using fake poo and putting it into the diaper before they start filming. I like to call it the pre-tent poo. Lol.
Oh, Bridget, you are a card.
I do what I can.
Oh.
Bridget away!
So, Lily is still not getting it. Goop, you're Lily.
I'm Lily. Is it hard to look after a reborn? I'm getting my first one soon, and I'm scared it will be hard to work because I go to school all week for 6 hours. I go to school for 6 hours a week.
Work. Hey, Lily, working hard or hardly working?
Turkey yes? Volume, you're Bella One, and you're here for a reality check.
Okay, on March 27th, 2017 at 12:34 p.m. Okay, Lily, let's be realistic here. ... Although reborns look real, keep in mind that they are dolls, so it's not like having a reborn doll will interfere with your everyday living. ...
Shh, shh. Hey, no, you're spoiling the magic. No, don't do that.
If you're... Wrong use... in school or having a full-time job, your reborn will be fine till you get home.
Just like a real baby.
She won't get hungry, thirsty, or lonely for that matter, because your reborn has no feelings or organs, and it's okay to love your reborn like it's a real baby. That is definitely your choice. But keep in mind, it's only what you make it to be.
A little cold there, Bella One. But
the way
hey,
that's phrased,
you know?
It sounds like he's talking about having your own personal, like, data from Star Trek. It want to be thirsty or lonely, but it doesn't have feelings, so...
Or organs.
Well, I'm Grace, and...
Hi, Grace!
I'm willing to wait 5 or so months for an answer to this, but... Do reborn baby dolls grow?
They're so confused, guys. They're so...
5 or so months later? Hi, Grace. Just wanted to comment on this question. ... Do reborns grow? How could something grow that has no organs or heartbeat, no brain...
I don't know, ask your mom.
Ask plants.
No, nothing for that matter. This is a man-made doll filled with beads, not some high-tech science project. ... So to answer your question, absolutely not. ... It's impossible.
Bella One just cannot leave these people to their delusions.
Now, but to be fair, if you spend some extra money and buy a Cinco Boy, they'll ship out a new grown-up version every couple months, so...
Enjoying your reborn doll. Ash 2, you're Elasa.
Yeah, I am. Do/can reborn babies die without the proper nourishment? I read what you said, but for some reason I'm choosing to ignore it. And can you get Roborns?
Ah, folks, we're the Roborns.
Now that you're not going to pass the Voight comp test with that name.
And can you get Roborns that can be fed real food and that will let the food/liquid leave its body?
You know, like a baby, I think they're called. Yeah,
month and a half,
Bella One.
Month and a half later?
Oh, no.
How can something...
This is a year and a month.
Oh, it is! Well, Bella One is known for her swift replies. Mm-hmm. How can something die that's not alive?
Is this a riddle?
Please, Pipple. So I'll ask the reborn baby on the left to ask the reborn baby on the right.
Gaga.
Please, Pipple, think about the question. It's a reborn doll. It has no human organs. It's a man-made doll that's been stuffed with capital beads and has a cloth body that can't get wet or it's ruined. A real baby can die or become ill without proper care. But it is a doll. I repeat, a doll. Appalled emoji.
God bless Bella One. You're trying your best.
I think
I think that, I mean, yeah, her responses aren't very timely, but I think Bella One is more just like she comes back and she's like, wait, really? Another question?
Actually, I like to picture she's the girl from Twilight who, like, became a vampire, and every couple of moons she has to rise and answer the questions in these forums.
Oh, wow, that's a horrible fate.
It's like the new Sisyphean curse.
Well, all right, one last little exchange here. But I think it's really important. So, I'm Virginia E. Love, and I just need to know, because this hasn't been answered. Well, okay, to be fair, this hasn't been answered. It's August 3rd, 2013. I'll wait for an answer, don't worry. Do Reborns really drink milk from a bottle? Goop, you're Vanessa Wilson.
I'm Vanessa Wilson, and, 4 fucking years later, I have a reply. Only the ones that they are drink and wet reborns. These start at a price around $2,000. They actually have a tubing system inside that allows them to drink a bottle, and it passes through them out of their atomically. They have realistic gender body parts, equals boy, equals penis, / girl, equals vagina, into diaper, or just free flow.
I disagree with you, Vanessa Wilson.
Ooh.
That's not the correct equation.
Boy, parts equals boy, equals penis, / girl, equals vagina.
No,
sulfurets.
I didn't make it to calculus, but I don't know if you can prove that.
Oh, man, okay. These common core questions are weird.
Just like a real baby would pee. But they do not eat solids, and they do not poop. You have to make believe that part yourself. Some people use peanut butter and barbecue sauce mixed up together and smeared into the diaper to pretend it's poop. Or I like to use peanut butter and jar baby food peas or spinach mixed together. I've dealt with real baby poop, and I think this gives a real representation of actual poop. Gross.
No shit. No shit, really, take a shit away.
As far as the sounds go, you can either buy Reborns with sounds already built in. The more features your Reborn has, the more it will cost. They have ones that actually look like they are breathing, ones that cry and coo and babble and laugh. Those are usually
altogether. In fact, they're not even made of vinyl or cloth. They're made of actual skin and organs. Don't ask where they came from.
That's just crazy talk.
Those are usually all together on the same one. Not the breathing, but everything else. You can also just buy the voice box that makes all the sounds or makes it look like your reborn's breathing.
Just buy a child's voice box.
Just rip it out of the throat of a little baby. To add to your kit, by just going to eBay and searching for infant sounds, voice box for reborns, etc. Or drink and wet system for sale for reborn kit. Just
now,
know,
every few years, you're going to want to switch out your wet system. And
every 3,000 miles.
Yeah, that'll run you another 150, 200. But with proper maintenance, you can probably stretch that out to 3 or 4 years by the time they're in kindergarten.
Okay. Just know you're spending around $200. You're most likely not going to get a gender-specific full-body drink-and-wet-crying-reborn. If you did, what? Full-body, drink-and-wet-crying-reborn. If
I
you
have
did,
been reborn! Praise if Jesus!
If you did, you hit the jackpot. Consider yourself Ta-ching. Very lucky indeed.
No, that's not the word I'd use.
Checkmate, atheists.
Since we've had some fun with that, let's go ahead and move down to my boyfriend and I are reborn pregnant!
Oh my god.
Oh, where are we at now?
Oh, sorry, we are on similarworlds.com.
Oh. It's a similar world to our own.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, though. So, everybody breathe a sigh of relief.
It's a really poor Sliders ripoff.
they just got a John Rhys-Davies lookalike.
So, my name's Lexi Baby 18. I'm 18 to 21. F. My boyfriend and I are reborn pregnant.
Yay!
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
I'm super happy about this because we've been trying to conceive for a few months and Ivy been praying for a Christmas miracle pregnancy. And now my boyfriend surprised me with buying us a reborn baby daughter. Just like I prayed for, guys. I wanted to get pregnant and he brought me a doll. It's a Christmas miracle. We picked her out together, and after he left, he texted me how he can't wait for his daughter. Hello? Which was literally amazing and feels like we are really pregnant together.
Both of us
joined at the womb. She is the Ella Kit by Carola Wegerich. He already calls one of my reborns, Matve, his son, and he loves his little fist.
Oh, I'm sure. Uh-oh. I'm sure that he loves it. Uh-huh.
Where do those little fists go?
No!
Jail!
That's between a boy and his father. I
Little
don't
Fist was my
interfere.
Least favorite Jimi Hendrix song.
Little Fist was the dinosaur from that Don Bluth movie, right?
Yeah, that was Land Before Time 17, Requiem for a Heavyweight.
I thought it was This Ain't Land Before Time 17, Triple X.
This Christmas, I am so happy and blessed. I have a man who loves me unconditionally.
Oh,
my
God.
Boyfriend and I have been trying to conceive, and I was really hoping for a Christmas miracle pregnancy.
What are the odds that he secretly got a vasectomy?
We are reborn pregnant together.
Do you think that they're trying to conceive an actual baby, or they were trying to find a baby? I don't get what conceive means.
I think they were trying to have an actual baby.
I don't know if they know what it means either.
I can't tell.
I don't know if they knew how to.
So here's the thing, though. They also mentioned that he already calls one of my reborns Majev, his son. So that means, that seems to imply they already own one.
Yeah.
Is the second one?
That's what throws me off.
They've been through this before. It's almost as if maybe only one of them actually wants to have a child, and the other one is finding ways to make that want go away.
Well, wait, so yeah, this girl's like 18, and she's already like, oh, I can't get pregnant.
Meanwhile, the boyfriend's like, oh, here's another baby doll. Man, that vasectomy was the best thing in my life.
Oh, that'll keep me safe for a couple weeks.
All right, let's move on to a choice.
Okay.
Amelia?
Ooh, yes?
Would you like to do Boyfriend Doesn't Want to Be a Daddy?
Okay.
Or Family Trouble with My Reborns, frowny face?
I'm gonna go with the Boyfriend Doesn't Want to Be a Daddy.
Alrighty, then you're Jenny Lou.
Jenny Lou! This is from RebornDolls.com.
.au.
Ooh.
Oh, it is time. Yeah, Australia. Woo! I'm Jenny Lou. Boyfriend doesn't want to be a daddy. I have a reborn Haley that is about a month old in looks and age after been reborn. Got it? My boyfriend has taken a real dislike to her, and I have to refer to her as the doll.
That monster.
I think this is the opening 5 minutes of Twilight Zone. It really hurts me. It upsets me. I have fallen in love with reborns and really would like to treat Haley more like a baby.
God.
But
oh, no.
I get away with redressing her in front of him, but
reborn.
He shows his dislike
redressing.
If I cuddle her.
Ugh.
Oh, redressing, sorry. I daren't.
I daren't.
I daren't talk to her in front of him. I suggested taking her out with us, but he didn't like this, so I didn't. I have ordered Haley a toddler sister.
What?
And am so scared for when she arrives at what he is going to react like.
God. But that didn't stop me from ordering her.
Oh my god, they might have some communication problems.
Nah, what are you talking about?
I don't know, Turkey Volume has a point here, Turkey. What does Gale think about this?
It might just take him a while to warm to your babies. I read that as warm your babies.
Put them in the fire!
2 minutes a pound. Hopefully in time he'll relax about it and get used to them. My eldest sister hated them as her first experience was a call out to car with a baby locked inside and turned out to be a reborn.
What?
I think she's like an EMT or something.
Somebody called 911
for a baby, like... yeah, for a baby locked in a car and it was a reborn.
Oh God.
Well, it gets better. She turned to life of crime. But now she loves them and kidnaps them from the nursery when I'm not looking.
What the fuck?
This family took a dark turn. Whoa.
I hope she's kidnapping reborns.
No, she's kidnapping the Lindbergh baby.
Too soon. She's a time traveler.
Yeah, too soon, man.
So you never know in time. He might surprise you. Oh, I think he's already doing that.
He'll surprise you by throwing the baby in the garbage.
I saw a couple at the shopping center this morning, actually with a baby, but when I looked closer, it was a reborn!
Yay!
Yay! And they had taken it and had professional photos taken as a family. I thought that was just the cutest thing. Hugs, Gale.
Gale, why did you put that family in quotation marks?
I have no idea.
It's almost as if you don't think that they're a legitimate family.
Gale, could you not touch me?
She's into the traditional family.
Yeah.
Alright, so down to another choice here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ashton.
Mm-hmm.
What we have is scared to bring my reborn out. I really want a pram, or negative reactions?
I'm going to have to go with the pram one, because I don't know what a pram is.
Alrighty, well, a pram is what British folk call a stroller.
Oh boy!
I really want a pram!
Oh, we just hear Asha's wonderful British accent again.
So, Kaylee Cheryl... Go ahead and tell us your problem.
Oh, no, we get to hear his wonderful Australian accent.
Okay, going in public, here we go. Hey, bloody hell. Well, as you know, my baby's called Marley. I've been taking him out once or twice to work and to my grand's house. On the way home from my grand's, I had him in the car, seat on a bus. Other than that, he's been carried. But when I carry him, I have to hold him like a real baby is. I get funny looks, like I'm not holding a baby properly. But if I hold him, and then see someone who I would...
I'm not your buddy, guy.
Fuck. But then if I hold him and see someone who I went to school with, it would be embarrassing, spuh. So I really want a pram for him. It would make my life so much easier. Spuh. I don't know how to spell easier.
Easier-ack-a-waddle.
If only that word were easier to spell.
If only Google existed.
I guess they don't have squiggly red lines in Australia.
Now, we're taking Marley out with me, but my big problem is my mum. My stepdad knows I want a pram for him, but I said I have no room for one in my bedroom. Exasperated face, I think. Though I would make room, but my mum don't even like the fact that I got Marley anyway, so she got mental at me. But today, as I'm staying in my step-nan's caravan when everyone else went out, I stayed in with Marley, and for the pram-fram, yes, a caravan, my step-nan's caravan, and I found a pram-fram, frame, I sat I sat his car seat in the front, and it stayed there, and then it fell off. I felt so happy and got so much joy out of pushing him up and down the caravan. It was unreal. I was just really want a pram for him. I think I, nice simple pram, would just compliment him so much. I guess I'll have to wait and see what I can do.
Tell him nice.
Sorry
things.
About the rant, LOL. Edits.
You're not sorry about the rant.
Wow, Marley and Me turned out to be a different movie than I thought.
So what you did was you visited your... step
grandmother, and then you just found some trashed stroller and plopped your reborn doll in it.
Where he belongs, yeah. Garbage baby.
Yeah, they found a pram frat.
Serves him right. Fuck him.
Good. Alright. Let's go ahead and move down to bonding.
Ooh. AKA life with your fake baby.
Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
It's me, Titanic Baby Collector 18.
Watch out for icebergs.
Is your collection Titanic sized, or are you Titanic sized?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Hi, everyone. I have three babies, and I have been collecting since February this year. One of my babies, the first one I got, is a child's reborn and a normal doll.
Huh? Huh?
What?
That's an actual toy?
He's not the most realistic doll, but I still adore him. My second is a reborn vampire. Very realistic for being something that doesn't exist, and I adore her.
How dare you insult my vampire soul!
My third, that I got just over a month ago, is a baby based off the aliens from Avatar, the Na'vi.
Nice.
When she came, I wasn't very impressed.
Neither was I.
She was mini-tour. Even though, on the ad, it never said that.
It just said the size.
Her tail was two pipe cleaners twisted together.
Okay.
And she was stuffed into a tiny box with only a blanket and a printed-out birth certificate.
This will ship quickly. Money will come soon.
It was such a letdown compared to the boxes full of sweet-smelling perfume and cute gifts that I had with my other two. Now, I just can't seem to bond with her at all. But I feel like I'm being really picky.
Yes.
Also, is it weird to collect these dolls and not want children?
Yes.
Also, yes.
Oh my god.
I don't know. To me, it's weird to bring a new life into this world just so you can dress it up, but that's just me, I guess?
Pop calling the kettle black, you're right, I take it back. So we're just gonna gloss over the fact that she has a vampire doll.
And a Na'vi.
I hope they have, like, little, like, fights.
Let's see here. Goop?
Yeah?
You're Pixie XW, and you're totally gutted.
Okay.
We're back at reborndolls.com.
Yeah, a doll AU thread. So I'm Pixie XW, totally gutted. I bought my first ready-made reborn baby doll off eBay. I was super excited to get her and really ready to have a baby, the new baby that I hadn't made, and that was perfect, but she just arrived today. I waited all day to open her and found she was very basic. Oh, what a basic bitch she is. The eBay pictures are clearly a bit enhanced and she looks dead. I was...
They didn't put any air holes in it.
I was and am horrified...
I paid for the dead-looking baby!
I was and am horrified that I began to fall in love with a baby that is nothing like as detailed as she appears in her pictures. She was a cheap baby, only 1,100 euros, but my mom won't let me spend over 100...
Hold on, it was only how many euros?
It was only 110 euros.
Yeah.
You know? But my mom won't let me...
I think that might be Australian dollars?
Pound, I think.
Only 110 kangaroos.
Dollary-doos.
Wow.
Dollary-doos. But my mom won't let me spend over...
You're welcome,
one...
Australian listeners.
Oh yeah, it says pound. Yeah, this is you. This is what you sound like to me. No, just kidding. Okay, so I can't spend £100 on a baby. I'm just hoping I can get my money back. It leaves me with no birthday present, also because I'm too heartbroken that my new baby wasn't what I wanted to even begin to look at kits. Why do people do this? She wasn't badly made, but she was far from what the pictures showed. I'm deeply disappointed. I was hoping to have a baby that I hadn't made myself. I really wanted the experience of not looking at a doll and seeing all the imperfections that I spot on my own babies. Now I'm left heartbroken. With nothing to really open on my birthday, I am desperate to love the baby, but I can't. But she wasn't what I was expecting. I am truly gutted right now. My face.
She wanted to open the baby for her birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday present to herself.
Because of all the horrible blemishes on the baby she made.
All the imperfections on my baby's face.
So, I don't know about anybody else here, but I'm kind of glad that these people are just getting dolls and not actual children.
My baby's so ugly, why can't I love it?
It's not what it looked like on the internet.
My baby's so basic.
Shell, I think you actually have some advice in response to that.
Oh, do I?
Yes, yeah, so the bottom comment. What's your name there?
Oh, you're in the...
Oh, yeah, I'm doing hard mode. I'm actually in the website.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not in there, but I will be in there. Okay.
If you don't do the accent, you're not a real Australian.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, he's from the UK.
Where are you from exactly?
Australia. What are you talking about?
Oh, let's see.
So, Shell, what's your name?
Is it am I Andama?
No, the bottommost comment.
Oh. You're Bakia, baby. Are you from the
Hello.
United Kingdom? Hello.
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 My name's Baker Baby. I'm from the UK, I am. And I have zero reputation.
Boy, right you are.
Ah, blimey.
You're spending that kind of money. It's worth seeing the baby before you buy one. I'm a little more Australian than British, but whatever. Can you get it to any of the doll shows? Ugh, I don't know what I'm doing.
You're trying, it's okay.
The doll show. This is the first one I've ever tried.
Good job.
When we do the doll shows, we notice that the prices are fairly reasonable, and you can have a good cuddle and compare all the dolls before potting with your money.
I'm tired of having to deal with these doll show loopholes.
going to the baby show.
A right number of good doll shows throughout the year. If you're based in the UK, just tell me whereabouts you are, and I'll tell you where your nearest ones are. Sorry to hear about your bad experience. Always good to see all of them first. Good luck. XXX.
Good first try. Good first please British tell... accent, yeah.
Yay. But yes, please tell Baker Baby where you live. That's a great idea.
I live down under with the crocodiles and the kangaroos. What are you talking about?
Blimey. All right.
The idea of baby shows, though, God.
I love you, Australia. I'm sorry. I love you, though.
I have no excuse.
Girl Kisser 420 is going to be mad at me, you guys.
Vin's going to be mad, too.
I love you, Vin.
Being judgmental. Okay.
Where's more about the pooping? That was funny.
Well, you can always control F poop and see if you find anything.
Oh god. Oh yeah. Technology.
But I for right now, while you're doing that, Amelia.
Yeah.
We're going back to Reborn Doll Mart.
Ogie.
And we're going to I wanna hear about your Reborn Doll morning routine.
Having a morning routine with your Reborn Doll is one of the many ways you can enjoy them. Here I'm going to share with you my personal Reborn Doll morning routine and what it involves. Okay?
Yeah, man. Let's
go. Before I go into details about my morning routine, let me first say that there's no wrong way to do it.
As long as you enjoy the time spent with your reborn dolls.
Wait, what if I throw my baby out the window every morning? Is that okay? I just have so much rage.
As long as you enjoy your time with your baby, okay?
Okay, my baby loves me.
Then you have a good routine. Some collectors stress about every little detail without taking the time to truly enjoy their dolls. Get out there and enjoy your dolls, baby.
Yeah.
As the old saying goes, stop and smell the roses.
Or in this case, a silicone baby.
My dolls are all named Rose.
That's a weird episode of Doctor Who.
It's true with the reborn doll hobby. So don't sweat the little stuff and enjoy your beautiful reborn dolls for the fun and uniqueness they provide.
Unique that they're all lumped into a brand of styled dolls with one name.
Yes. Step number one, removing their clothes.
Yay!
I think we stumbled on the real doll form.
No!
Step number two, step into the back of the police car.
When I'm ready to get going in the morning, I first walk over to my reborn doll nursery. Yes, I have an area dedicated to the hobby.
I never doubted you.
And choose one of my latest reborn dolls. Some people may have a morning routine for all their dolls, but I stick with one at a time. When you have as many dolls as I have, trying to take care of each and every one is nearly impossible.
God.
Especially when you have work.
Sing it, sister.
I don't know how I feel about getting the whole, like, parent lecture from this person. Like, oh, you have no idea what it's like to be a parent.
No. They have so much advice on how to, you know, break through the vinyl ceiling.
And other day-to-day responsibilities. Whether or not you want to do one, okay. Whether or not you want to do one or your dolls, all of them is entirely up to you. I recommend starting with just one to see how much time it takes you.
Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Time for a reborn doll speed run.
100%.
I got those Chivos for my doll.
No Star Road. Once I've chosen one or more dolls for my morning routine, I'll strip them down to their birthday suit. Typically, I dress my doll up in cute and cut pajamas. They're cut in the back so you can rip them off like Hulk Hogan. Or nightwear during the evening before I go to bed. The following morning, I remove their clothes and place them in a nearby dresser I have all nice and folded. Yes, I'm a neat freak, if you're wondering.
I was wondering.
Which is why I insist on folding their clothes.
Oh, you neat freak, you.
You're obsessive. What?
No.
When everything is removed, including their socks, I then proceed to dress them back up in new clothes. Step two, getting them dressed. Now comes the fun part of dressing your reborn doll up in new clothes. With your doll stripped down to their birthday suit. I wish I wouldn't keep using that phrase.
They weren't born. They don't have a birthday suit.
You can now dress them in a fun new outfit to start the day. Since I have 50 plus reborn dolls in my collection.
Whoa! Oh, shit.
Can we do some math?
At least
let's
200.
Let's say they're all the $100 models.
Let's say they're 200 to average it out. 200.
Okay, so that's what?
That's like $10,000.
Yeah, that's $10,000.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
Not counting the clothing, the goddamn nursery.
Yeah, like Ashton said.
Where does the money come from?
White privilege goop.
Oh, yeah, true.
She's selling her eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, we did hear that. We've heard about that. You're probably right.
Good one.
If you can do it for cosplay, you can do it for this.
It's safe to say I have a fair amount of doll clothes in my nursery. At this point, shouldn't our whole house just be at the nursery? In fact, I sometimes think I have more clothes for my dolls than I do for myself.
Yeah, that's probably a good assumption.
That's healthy.
Even with a dresser and chest full of drawers of doll clothes, I still have my favorites that I go for in the morning. These are usually outfits that I've recently been given or purchased.
More likely purchased.
I only ask for doll clothes every Christmas. After I get tired of dressing my dolls up in them, I'll place them in the back where they barely get used.
The dolls?
The process of dressing a reborn doll is pretty self-explanatory.
You don't say.
But here's a quick explanation below.
Oh, I really need the play-by-play.
Steps to dressing up a reborn doll.
Strip them down to their birthday suit. Stop saying that! A.K.A. naked.
A.K.A. naked.
Go back to saying it.
Place diapers on their bottom if desired. Pull up pants starting from the feet.
We have hardwood floors, it's okay.
And going up to the waist. How do you pull up pants? What? How do you do that?
You start from the feet, you go up to the waist.
Rather than down from the waist to your feet. You know those throwover pants?
They're stripper pants. Go over their head through their arms with a t-shirt.
Through their arms?
Got some punch your hole in their arm and just
shove their head through that hole and then put a t-shirt on it.
Well, that sounds like my life. Okay, for additional touch or to help prevent their pants from falling down, wrap a belt through their pants. Put a fancy belt buckle on there.
It says born in Texas.
Born in Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Place a new pair of socks on their feet, followed by a pair of shoes, sandals. Oh, don't put socks and sandals, lady. Or some other type of footwear.
I want my reborn doll to be a fashion nightmare.
Finish them off with any accessories such as vests, jackets, pacifiers, bibs, etc.
So that's how you get dressed. I never knew. I'm so glad you broke it down.
I've been doing it wrong my whole life.
All right, so we're coming up towards the end of the dock.
Oh no, I'll miss it.
Oh, actually, before that, can I point out one, the grossest comment, I think, personally?
You certainly can.
At the bottom of that thing we just read, there's someone comments, okay, so I really want a newborn reborn, and this is my favorite website one. I'm definitely gonna follow this. P.S. Could you please make me a custom my baby for about $100 to $200? I know it's a lot, but I'm just a preteen who spends all free time looking for a reborn and what to get for it. I really hope you can do this, and I hope that you can save up enough money. Please, I'll give you publicity, okay? I can't really pay you right now, but if you can do it for me for free or a discount.
For exposure.
It's like, no matter what fandom, no matter what community, you cannot escape these people.
You'll always find somebody who's going to be like, by the way, can you just make everything for me and not charge me too much? Thanks.
Well, I think we can all agree with Olivia Kith, who says, people like babes.
Oh, that goes, that's up there with Dodo and Pepe.
Dodo and Pepe. We were so innocent
Dodo and Pepe,
back then.
Being best friends. Dodo and Pepe, the fun never ends.
So since we've been talking a lot about, bonding with your baby and starting routines with them, we should also talk about what happens if you lose a bond with your reborn.
Oh no.
We're going over to dollylovex3.blogspot.com. What about losing the bond with your reborn?
What about it?
Sadly, at times, we have dolls that we just lose the bond, love, and appreciation of.
My baby doesn't appreciate me.
It is okay. It's nothing to feel bad for, even though as collectors, we do. At the end of the day, it is just a doll, an inanimate object. If you feel...
Shut up, Mom!
They're action figures.
If you feel the need to sell your doll or give it to someone who adores it, that is your decision. However, if you are not interested in selling him/her, you can try the activities mentioned earlier in this article to try and rekindle your bond.
So, the ending of Toy Story 3 would be sadder if you replace all those toys with reborn dolls? Or just scarier?
Hmm.
Why not both?
bonding with Tamiya Geneva. Why am I mentioning Tamiya? Because I am trying to bond with her again, of course. Tamiya is my first reborn baby doll in the restart of my collection. She is also
We're talking about the post-crisis reborn baby doll collection.
This Avengers reboot is weird.
She is also my first custom reborn doll. I adopted Tamiya February 2nd, 2015, so she's exactly 1 year and 6 months old. Since then, I have adopted 4 more re-babies.
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 Get your re-baby shot.
Hit me re-baby one more time.
It is easy to not give as much attention to your first dolls as you do to the newer ones. Having new ones is always fun, but it's important to take care of all of them properly, even if you don't change their clothing or take photos of them often. I recently considered selling Tamiya, but I couldn't. One rule I made
for... No one would take her.
One rule I made for myself and my new collection was to never sell any reborn babies. I cannot collect them if I am always getting rid of one. To make this rule easier, I've always tried to make an informed decision on my purchases to ensure I will be in love with this doll still, even a year from now.
I'm glad she's committed, at least.
This is why most of my dolls are custom-made exactly the way I want. In any case, I have decided to invest in new clothing for Mia, and I am glad I did. I've gotten rid of most of her old wardrobe, and the new items I love even more. I'm finding myself holding her and interacting with her a lot more.
You can't...
Update.
You have an update?
I do. Update. Yeah. As of 2016, Tamiya has been sold and adopted by a new reborn doll collector. She is no longer in my doll collection.
She got sent down the river.
Yay!
Holy fuck.
Aww. So much that rule, I guess.
I think this is the longest I've ever heard anyone type into Microsoft Sam.
Thank you. All right. Oh boy.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
So this is from the They Never Grow Up Nursery blogspot.com. It's the They Never Grow Up Nursery, where babies are babies forever. All right, how about this?
We ought to read this. We all have to read this.
Yeah, yeah. Let's alternate each line. I think that they are all self-contained.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go Goop, Ashtu, me, Millie, Turkey.
Okay, so I go after Turkey. Got it. Okay. Auntie Sherry, I would like to ride your mule. I is old west and ready.
Oh, fuck.
Hello, Gus. It is nice to meet you. I don't think he likes me that much.
Maybe I can smooth my way into his heart. Attaboy, Gus. See? I is okay. Can I wide you now?
What the fuck?
Oh, this hurts.
Yeehaw, giddy up, Gus.
Wee, oh no, oh no. I is woozing my bow wins.
God.
Oh, danged it. I falls off.
do the next line too.
Mommy, will you help me up?
I gotta get me my pack of Marlboros.
All right, let me take a separate away from the mic.
Ack! 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 I lost my wig. Call a doctor.
God.
Mommy,
left the hut cause twas I was always washing my leg. I lost it once in the airport in a security line.
Oh, God!
I lost my other one in Nam.
Sigh. I's been bucked off before, but I never washed a wig before. Good thing my mommy knows how to fix me.
That horse was not having any of it.
Oh, buena now!
It was a little scary, but I rode a mule!
XXOO Matthew.
Oh my God.
No comment.
I'm there so no happy that's in my this. Brain now.
So, what did we all learn today?
I learned what the face of fear is. It's every picture of these babies.
Oh, I made a reference before, but like that Tim and Eric skit about the Cinco boy, I saw on TV. I laughed. I thought it was funny. I did not expect it to be a real thing, much less this.
Oh boy, is it real. Oh boy.
Oh boy, indeed.
I learned that Australia really likes these for some reason.
I learned that these people are a couple of bad days away from straying into serial killer territory.
Yeah.
And if you want to get stranded in serial killer territory, you should head on over to Ball Pit. That's BALLP.IT.
We won't kill you, we just strangle you a little bit.
And you'll lose your leg. But don't worry, Mommy will fix it for you.
Also, if you want to hear more from us, check out some other episodes or see some of the... see some of the fantastic artwork done by Dr. A, you can head on over to thefmin.us, where you can find our old episodes and link to our Patreon page.
Give us money.
We sometimes need mics, sometimes need server costs. Sometimes we just get a little extra and then we pass it on to charity, you know?
We don't like save up money and buy dolls like this. Nope.
No, we don't do that. We don't. No,
we buy these dolls and we dress them up like the Three Stooges.
Oh, so I guess.
And then we donate them to
the Three Stooges.
Young women, young women whose boyfriends don't want them to have it.
We send them in the mail with threatening letters.
And if you give at the $10 level, like our esteemed donors, Grass Dragon and Pax Morporkia, well, then we'll just say your name at the end of an episode. Or whatever.
And then we'll send you dolls in your likeness.
All right, well, bye.
Burr.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bed skin. Doll heart. It's dance.
I got mine already.
So if you go down to the bottom of the dock, there's a picture of the Avatar reborn baby.
Oh, there it is.
Oh my God, the Avatar one. Oh my God.
Gross.
Yeah.
So, actually, surprisingly, we didn't cover many of the non-human ones, which I'm glad for.
Oh no, there's a...
there's a monkey one.
There's a monkey one.
I hate the monkey one.
And
I
then there's
really
a
do
child.
Not like it.
Oh, she looks kind of... She.
Oh, God, the Avatar one!
Thinks I hate it. Someday you...